Here's a dangerous recipe for a photographer. Start with huge waves, add some deadly rip currents, and a dash of sharks. Those perils have not stopped Sachi Cunningham. The San Francisco-based photographer is one of the first women shooting big waves in a male-dominated profession. Reporter Adriana Cargill has her story.
It's an unusually sunny morning at Ocean Beach on the west side of San Francisco. Sachi Cunningham is putting on her wetsuit, getting her camera gear ready. There's a warning sign in the parking lot that says, "Danger, people have drowned. Enter at your own risk."
If you don't know what you're doing, it's really big surf, really big and dangerous surf. And, you know, I think people panic, it's cold water.
She's swimming out today with João de Macedo. He's a Portuguese big wave surfer.
Because this is the entrance into the bay, San Francisco Bay, so the currents are really, really strong.
Sachi's part of a genre of ocean photography that only shoots waves and the people who ride them. There are no turtles, coral, or fish in her images. To do this work, you need to be able to read the ocean, its winds, tides, waves, etc. And you need to be strong. Sachi worked with a trainer. She shows me her biceps.
But to get to these, these guns are not necessarily just from that. I mean, really, this is from 20 years of competitive swimming and lifting weights since I was 10 years old.
Taking photos where the waves break is like being in a washing machine. Your body's flipped around while you try and lift the camera and its waterproof housing, which is like a 25-pound dumbbell. Some photographers train by running with rocks on the bottom of the ocean. Sachi took a course where she learned to hold her breath for 4 minutes. She's photographed enormous waves, up to 60 feet tall, in California and Hawaii. In Hawaii, she shot the first ever big wave women's surf competition in 2016.
To see this mass of women, you know, to see a whole two heats of women that were out on the biggest day, on the same day the men were out, to me it was monumental. Just to be there was, they had won before they even started.
When Sachi started shooting 2 decades ago, there were very few women photographers. Ashton Douglas Rosa, a Surfer Magazine's executive editor.
One of her biggest contributions to big wave surf photography is just helping to change the narrative that said that women didn't belong in these waves, or they weren't strong enough, they weren't capable of it, or they weren't ready to compete in these waves. Like, she was there documenting and going like, hey, look at all these women who are charging these waves and are ready to compete.
Yeah, I wanted to take photos of women because I had never seen photos of women.
Surfing has long been a bro culture, but more photos of women surfing have encouraged more women to get in the water.
Can't be what you can't see.
Some of them have become photographers. Lighter, more affordable cameras and the explosion of social media have helped women get their work seen. Back at Ocean Beach, Sachi and João have returned to the shore.
It was honestly not the best surf out there, but yeah, you know.
We were hopeful we were going to get a cover for Surfer Magazine, but
maybe not today.
Maybe not today.
Sachi Cunningham has yet to get the cover, but she's got her sights set on something bigger. Her goal is to continue shattering stereotypes and creating more possibilities for women on both sides of the lens. For NPR News, I'm Adriana Cargill.